Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse morphs into Paul McCartney and Wings. Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan, phoning in with my best of 2023 picks. If you know me, you'll know my album of the year, which is Jason Isbell and the 400 Units, Weather Vanes. Jason's on quite a streak. He has not released a bad album, you ask me. And nobody did ask me, though. But I did get a chance to see him a couple weeks after the album came out in Patrick's hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan, at Hill Auditorium. And the reason I bring that up is that the album for me, I had a much greater appreciation for it after seeing it live. And in particular, the two closing tracks, which were not released as singles, but that's because they're 6 and 7 minutes long. And that's This Ain't It. And then for me, my favorite song on the album is the closer, which is Miles, which is a 7 minute song. And I heard Jason describe it as Neil Young and Crazy Horse morphs into Paul McCartney and Wings. And I know you can only play a small part of it, but for the listeners, anybody that hasn't listened to it, definitely go seek that out. And it's 7 minutes of pure goodness. And then for my song of the year, I went with a young singer-songwriter from Oklahoma, Wyatt Flores. And I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory on myself. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. The reason? Well, they didn't work that much. They only had to work when they went up into space for like a week. So that's what I had told my parents. Fast forward to my teenage years. I went to space camp. Yes, I went to space camp. There's some good fodder there. But I have always had a fascination, actually, with space and being an astronaut. I don't have a fascination with Elon, though. So, but anyway, the song that I'm choosing comes from Wyatt released a EP called Life Lessons. And the song that I chose is Astronaut. Thanks again, Jim and Patrick, for all you do. And here's to another great year of music here in 2024.
I ain't no astronaut. been a lot of things that I'm not. One of those things was being made for you. I've been scared my whole damn life, holding on and I don't know why. This ship full of dynamite, better get me to the moon. Yeah, I'm blasting off in the night, waving my hand, saying goodbye to sky blue. Sparks coming out the back, something's telling me to eject, but I got nothing to lose. Houston, we may have a problem, 'cause I'm up here, I ain't falling just for you. Pretty soon I'll be the man on the moon if I can land this rocket ship made of holes and glue. They say that's a sad story to tell. I laugh and say, oh well, I'm sure it'll hurt like hell, but I'm going to wither without you. It's a long way down, my feet ain't even on the ground, and your picture's fading out from a selfish point of view. Yeah, I'm blasting off into the night, waving my hand, saying goodbye to sky blue. Sparks coming at the back, something's telling me to eject, but I got nothing to lose. Houston, we may have a problem, 'cause I'm up here, for you. 'Cause pretty soon I'll be the man on the moon when I land this rocket ship without you.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Intern Sam with my favorite new music pick of 2023, which is New Blue Sun by Andre 3000. If you have heard that name before, Andre 3000 makes up the half of the group Outkast, with hits such as Hey Ya, as one example. Well, Andre 3000 went a completely different direction and decided to put out an ambient jazz record playing the flute. Now, Andre 3000 playing the flute isn't exactly new news. He's played the flute, I believe, on another record, and I think that was also released earlier in 2023 or in 2022. I can't quite remember. And I played clarinet as a kid, so I grew up around wind instruments, and this felt like a logical step. It felt like an album that I needed to listen to. And after listening to the record, I can't remember the last time I picked up an ambient jazz album. And if I could describe it in one word, it reminds me of Liquid. Liquid would be the one word. You know how when you turn on a sink and the pressure can change depending on a variety of factors, whether it's environmental or whether it's just the sink acting up? Well, that's how this album moves. It flows in such weird ways, but it moves you, and it's beautiful. And I remember we did an episode, I think last summer. We were at a festival that was outside, and we did an episode about where were you when listening to records? What does a song remind you of? And this album is one of those records where I can physically remember where I was when I heard it for the first time. And the album has that magic of turning your mind into a void where you're just not thinking of anything. You're only focused on the music. And then pieces or different elements start to kind of populate in your head, like building a set. It's really beautiful. I know it sounds nuts, but trust me on this. I highly recommend this album. And if you want to show off a track from it, the first one is really all you need, because it's Andre 3000 basically saying, hey, this is the way the wind blew, and this is what I did, so enjoy. And enjoy I did. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and happy belated New Year. And I hope 2024 is a good one. Can't wait to see what great music comes out this year. Thank you.
I went to space camp. 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 I went to space camp.